brought to you by Floor and Decor.
Just win, baby.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
Now, back to the morning roast with Vonte and Shasky.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Got him win.
Upside down.
I can listen to Al Davis, like, interviews. Montages. The quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard. What, the first 10 plays?
Yep.
It's like the quarterback must go down, he must go
and
down hard.
You need a deep bomb within the first 10 plays to offense. Goes,
you know, they always say, take what the defense gives you. Take what the defense gives you. No, we're going to take what we want. We're going to drop the bomb on you.
So good. It's one thing to have the bomb, but it's another thing to drop it. That's what he says,
yeah,
too.
I know.
It's just so sick.
The war mentality of Al Davis, man.
Well, he wanted like the look of the Raiders to be a mix of the Yankees, because he grew up in the Brooklyn or Bronx, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be of that and an Army.
Yep.
So that's why they came on like the silver. He wanted a look. Like, he was one of the first guys to be innovative, Bonte, and you know this because you're a historian of the game. He wanted them to have a distinct look and image, and the Raiders were the first ones kind of do that. Now
you
associate the Steelers with black and blue mentality.
Yep.
Like, you associate the 49ers with greatness, with the red and gold. So, like, everyone has a brand now, kind of. And actually, not everyone does, but the Raiders still do. Even though they haven't been great, they still got a brand.
We're going to play the Raiders. We're going to go behind enemy lines right now. So the Niners are in Las Vegas for the preseason finale against the Raiders. And we go down to Vegas. There's only one guy we need to talk to. And one guy the only guy I want to talk to when it comes to all things Raiders. And that's your boy Q, Locked On Raiders Podcast, at your boy Q254 on Twitter, Raider Nation Radio. He is Mr. Raider. He is Mr. Las Vegas right now as he's covering the silver and black. And he does a hell of a job at doing it. He joins us here on the River Islands guest line. Your boy Q, what's happening, my man? Good morning.
Man, what's happening? The question I have is, when are you going to be in Vegas, man? We got to link up, my man.
Yeah, no, I was there in and out for the Super Bowl. We know how that went. It's been. I will check a game out. I went down there for the Sunday Night Football game, and maybe I'll make it a day, because I went down there for the Jets game, Q, and I flew in that morning, flew out that night. But it was a lot of fun down at Allegiant, so I'll make sure I stretch out the trip a little longer so we can grab some dinner, grab a bite to eat, and grab a drink. So I'll make sure to do that at some point this season. You got my word on that.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, I got a bunch of radio station studios, man. So you guys want to do your show, you got the invite, man. Doors wide open for the morning roast. That's how I roll.
Oh, I love that. I know how you roll, man. And the whole Antonio Pierce rolls. Apparently, he's not going to play as starters today against the 49ers. How do you feel about the Raiders? I got Spadoni with me, by the way. Spadoni's in for Shasky. And you know Spadoni is a diehard Raider fan as well. And he's been doom and gloom. So I need you to lift his spirits up about the 2024 Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it shouldn't be doom and gloom, but I understand the questions, right? There's definitely questions behind this team and what they're going to bring to the table. We know Antonio Pierce wants to do it his way, which his way is going to be led by the defense, have a strong run game, and not let the quarterback mess it up, right? The quarterback can't turn the ball over. They got to take care of the ball. Gardner Minshew has been given the keys to the car, at least immediately, to start off, as AP said, the first quarter of the season. That's first four games, man, and they're tough games, right? You've got the Chargers on the road, the Ravens on the road, you're back home for Carolina, and the Cleveland Browns are at the house too. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough four games, and they're going to really learn a lot about this team by the time that first four games are over. But, you know, as far as just like even this game this evening, man, I mean, the back end guys, the young guys, they're going to be playing their tails off, not only for a spot on the Raiders roster, but one of the other 31 teams in the National Football League. So, I mean, there's still a lot to play for tonight, but yeah, there will be no starters being played, and probably some of the second, you know, team guys won't be playing either.
So you mentioned the guy, Gardner Minshew. What did you make of him winning the starting quarterback job here? Obviously, Aiden O'Connell won some big games last year, probably the biggest. I mean, he didn't play well in it, but the biggest win of the year was obviously in Kansas City on Christmas Day against the Chiefs, which, in fact, is the last time the Chiefs lost a game. Ended up winning the whole damn thing after that. But I went into this offseason just wanting a quarterback if I'm a Raider fan. I wanted to draft a quarterback in the first round. It didn't happen. I don't think anyone expected Michael Penix to go in the top 10, Atlanta cutting up and getting him after already signing Kirk Cousins. Bo Nix, I don't think that was ever realistic for them. But now you got Aiden O'Connell as the backup. You got Gardner Minshew. What are the expectations for the team realistically this season, Q?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. All the warm and fuzzies are over, right? I mean, AP already earned the job, so that's done. That's, you know, that hay is in the barn. That's a wrap. So now it's all about winning games, and how are you going to do that? Again, I mean, I go back to the defense. It's expected to be very strong, top 10 for sure. It should be top 5 if they're going to go where they need to go. Now, can they be top 5? That's the question, right? I mean, they've got some really good players along that defensive line, but what we've seen through two preseason games so far is they can't stop the run. And again, I don't want to overreact to preseason games. You know how that is, right? Don't get too high or too low, but you give up a $142 to Minnesota and a $132 to Dallas. It doesn't matter if you can get to the quarterback. If you can't stop the run, they ain't going to worry about throwing the ball. They're just going to run the ball down your throat. So that's an area of concern that I have for the expectations for the long haul of the season, especially with the Chargers and the Ravens being the first two games of the season. They're going to want to run the rock as well. So you really got to make sure that you shore that up. But you know, Gardner Minshew is a guy that's got a little bit of mobility. I was like you. I was hoping that the Raiders were going to be able to draft the quarterback. Honestly, the Raiders really wanted Jaden Daniels. There was no way Washington was coming off that number two spot to let them trade him. Obviously, AP has a lot of history with him going back to Arizona State. And then I thought Michael Penix would be QB2. And then, as you mentioned, Atlanta took him at number 8. So they went and got the best player available on Brock Bowers. He's a guy that the Raiders, all training camp, all preseason, have found a way to get him involved in the offense. So that's something to get excited about. But, I mean, you know, Gardner Minshew is going to have to prove why he's still around in the league. He's going to have to prove that he can not make mistakes, get the ball to the playmaker's hands so they can make plays and make yards after the catch. That's what it's all going to be about in this Luke at the offense. So, I mean, the expectation is they win 8 games last season. AP is trying to find a way to get to the playoffs. You're going to have to get 9-10 wins to get to the playoffs. So, you look up and down that schedule and you find 10 wins. That's what the Raiders have to do.
Yeah, your boy Q here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Lines, covering everything with the Raiders, Raider Nation Radio, AM 920 in Las Vegas. Of course, Locked On Raiders podcast. That's your boy Q254 on Twitter. All right, the receiver, Doc. We discussed it before the last time we had you on with Devontae Adams. So the question from 49er fans, because for whatever reason, Devontae Adams is always involved in trade rumors. What has his temperament been like this training camp? Where's his mentals at when it comes to this Raider team? Where's Devontae Adams at right now, Q?
Yeah, he's been actually really good. You know, and of course, everyone's talking about the receiver doc with Netflix. And of course, remember, that was filmed last season while he was actually going through everything that he was going through. But, you know, obviously that was a question that we were all going to ask during training camp. And he was asked when the Raiders were there in Costa Mesa, and I was there for all 17 days. And he wasn't even there for all 17 days because he, you know, went back to Vegas for the birth of his baby boy, which was awesome. But, I mean, he seemed like he was, you know, even keel. He sounded like he was chill. Looked like he was excited about this quarterback competition. He already had a relationship with Aiden O'Connell. He had mentioned that he wanted to get some more reps with Gardner Minshew. And, I mean, he kind of looked like he was going about his business in a business-like type way. Like, he wasn't too loud about anything. You know, he just was there. I don't want to say he stood out in a major way. Like, he was that guy that was just super pumped up and fired up. He just kind of went about his way. Like, he was getting involved in the offense, learning the offense, trying to lead a little bit since he had familiarity with Luke Getsy. And then he left. And, you know, we really haven't heard too much from him since. I mean, he's been at practice, but didn't participate in any of the preseason games. You know, there was it was funny. There was, you know, he said that he didn't think he needed to be playing in the preseason game. And then AP said everyone who's healthy is going to participate in the game. And then the next day, Devontae was at practice in a jogging suit. So all of a sudden he wasn't healthy anymore. So you know how that goes. Yep. I mean, he's a superstar. So I really think that Devontae is going to go as this beginning of the season goes, right? If the Raiders get off to a hot start, I think he'll be good to go and there'll be no problems. If they don't get off to a hot start, that's when everything is up in the air and it's like, okay, how comfortable and how happy is Devontae Adams?
All right. So we've been talking about all morning here, the Brandon Ayuk thing. It's been the talk of all national TV, all the media. Everyone's just talking about Brandon Ayuk holding out, and then you got Trent Williams holding out. But Brandon Ayuk specifically, the conversation we were having earlier on the show, Q, was, you know, where do you see the Niners if they do trade Brandon Ayuk and they don't enter this season without Ayuk? And obviously their first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, has his lingering shoulder injury. Doesn't look like he's going to be ready to go week one. Where do you see this 49ers squad potentially within the landscape of the NFC if they don't have Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, I still think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. And, you know, I say that knowing that the NFC is not as strong as the AFC, but they are still strong. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. Like, I know Brandon Ayuk is a major part of the offense. I get it. I know how he averages, you know, just under 20 yards a catch. And, you know, he's a big playmaker, but so is Emac. So can Debo be. So can George Kittle be. I mean, you know, you got a lot going on there with the 49ers. So I look at, you know, around the landscape of the NFC, and I look at the Niners. I look at the Lions. I think the Eagles are going to have a resurgence. I think that they're going to, you know, bounce back from whatever ailed them last year. Dallas is Dallas, but we know what happens in the postseason with the Cowboys. So I'm not really thinking about them too much. But, you know, I think that there's those three teams, right? I mean, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Niners. I think, you know, maybe the Rams can step up and do something, but I'm not 100% sure. I was actually shocked by what they did last year. But, you know, they still got Matt Stafford. They still got Sean McVay. He's a hell of a coach, so I don't want to take too much away from them. But, I mean, look, the Niners, as far as I'm concerned, you guys could probably correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is the year that that run's got to be completed, right? Because we all know that at some point you got to pay the piper, man. And, right. And that money is coming down the line, man. Brock Purdy is already looking at his new place to be living sooner rather than later. He's going to have to get a new crib because he's got a whole lot of money, a new bank account that's going to be opened up soon.
Moving out that apartment, Spadoni, in San Francisco and going down to Los Altos Hills, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this, and that's a great point. If the Raiders, let's just say all things being equal, if the Raiders could trade for Brock Purdy right now and then the 49ers are listening, what do you think they would give up for Brock Purdy?
That's a good question.
That is a great question. Man, I didn't think about that one. I was ready for every question you were going to ask that was trade-related, but it was not Brock Purdy. I would say, I mean, at this point, I think he's probably earned a first-round pick, right? I mean, just based on and let me see this. Is it the Kyle Shanahan offense or is it him? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, because I think it's him. I really do. Yeah. I think that Kyle Shanahan has a lot to do with it. But, Vontae, you know, man, I've been talking about Brock Purdy for a long time when he was at Iowa State.
Yeah, you have. I didn't believe in him.
12.
Q was out there in Big 12 country. I'm like, Brock Purdy, all right, man. And I'd lost all faith in Brock Purdy when I seen him throw four picks against Iowa. I was like, all right, I'm done with him. I didn't watch him again. But Q's been on him. Q and Baldy, they were high on Brock Purdy for a long time.
Yeah, man. I mean, I saw him a lot in the Big 12, and I thought that he could play. And I even put him on one of my mock drafts for the Raiders to select in, I think, like round four or round five. And clearly they didn't, and the Niners benefited from him. But, I think he could play. So I think that Brock Purdy could probably get a first or, at the worst, a second-round pick at this stage of the game because you still got to pay the man.
All right, real quick, before we let you go, we have to ask this question. Would you swap Max Crosby for Nick Bosa? On the Raiders.
No.
I agree with that one.
No, not at all.
Do you think the Niners would swap those guys?
I don't know if the Niners would do it, but this is my thing. Matt Crosby is the heartbeat. He is the face. He is the Raiders, right? I mean, he's everything. He embodies what a Raider is. He is the guy that, you know, leads the troops out to everything. So where the quarterbacks are normally the face of the organization, and the Raiders had a quarterback for a while that was the face, Max Crosby is that dude. So, Raider Nation would be furious, even more upset than when Khalil Mack got traded if they were to move on from Max Crosby because he's that important to the Raiders.
All right, man. Can't wait. Preseason finale out in Las Vegas. Niners will have some old memories that they'll want to debunk out there at Allegiant Stadium. But Q, I promise you, we'll get Spadoni down into Vegas, too. He hasn't been down there.
We'll get
Spadoni down into Vegas and get to a Raider game at Allegiant Stadium as well. We'll have some fun out there in Vegas.
All right, and like I said, man, the studios are open. Yep. You can do your show right from there. It's all good. I got you.
Yep, we're going to do that right there. We're going to hang out with your boy Q down there at Raider Nation Radio. You're doing a great job down there. You know we're always proud of you, man. I love the glow up, man. Continue to have great success and have fun tonight at Allegiant.
Will do, man. Appreciate y'all. Keep holding it down at the Bay.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Sir. Your boy Q, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Brock Bauer's not going to play. He'll probably be ready for soon.
I hope.
That double tight end set is sick.
Oh, him and Mayer. I know a lot of people crushed it because they drafted Mayer high second round out of Notre Dame last year. A lot of them thought that he should have been a first round pick, the talent. And then Brock Bauer, they went, for the first time ever, the Raiders actually went best player available, and then everyone hated it. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, he's... Listen, you got Brock Bowers, you got Michael Mayer, Jacoby Myers had a hell of a season last year, you got Devontae Adams, Zamir White taking over for Josh Jacobs, who had some baller games last year. The offense has a chance to be actually pretty good.
Yep.
There's just a question mark at the quarterback, and that's the most important position on the field.
Antonio Pierce, because I mentioned this, and I hope he doesn't go line, because I like AP. I didn't like him as a New York Giant because he would talk that talk.
He would talk that talk.
Well, yeah, I'm a Niner fan, and you know, the New York Giants, I can't stand. I can't stand the New York Giants.
Oh, I was pulling for the Patriots in 07. I wanted to see perfection.
Yeah, I did too. I did too, big time. But AP's a solid dude. And he got that job, and the Raider fans wanted him to take that job. And I mentioned early on, man, this could be Mike Singletary 2.0. And Q mentioned it. He's like, the love affair is over already. Mm-hmm. It's like, what did he say? The hay's back in the barn?
Yeah.
He's got to win.
Once he made that Minshew decision, I think that kind of split people where it's just like, okay. Like,
Raider fans want to see Aiden O'Connell?
Yes, because I think a lot of them know what Gardner Minshew is, and we still don't know. We haven't seen enough of Aiden O'Connell, who's still a relatively young guy. It's going to be his second year now. First year coming out of Purdue last year as a rookie. Showed some flashes. Remember we were talking about that preseason game, Bonte, yeah. The Trey Lance one?
Yeah.
What did we come away with that one? We came away saying, wow, Aiden O'Connell looked pretty good for the Raiders.
And like, that Trey Lance wasn't ready to play
NFL football.
People were shocked I said that. I was like, dude, he wasn't ready to play football.
He wasn't ready. Well, he had to establish the run in the preseason. We've established that already. You got
to
do that.
That's when I was basically like, yo, he needs to go to the CFL to play. He's not ready to roll.
Still does. But Aiden O'Connell, I think, sealed his fate last week when they were playing the Cowboys, funny enough, against Trey Lance. He threw a pick six after he had a touchdown drive where he went like 7 for 7. Right. He was spreading the ball around. Then he threw the pick six, and I think that was the nail of the coffin for him in this preseason. So they're going to give it to Minshew. We'll see how long the leash is. But that's the first big step. Like AP, like his fingerprints will be on the defense because that's his side of the ball. But it's the offense. Like you're in a division with Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. We'll see with Bo Nix. Like you got to score the football.
You got
to. That's just the name of the game, man. And I don't care. Like and Key was talking about it. If you're not stopping the run, like this season could get away from the Raiders pretty quickly.
If you get a loss
against the Chargers, you get a loss against the Ravens, and I don't want that to happen because I do like AP too. But well,
that'd be a home game against the Chargers.
Yes,
there'd be none but Raider fans there. Should beat the Chargers. You got the Ravens, as you mentioned, in Baltimore. It's going to be tough. You got the Panthers at home. Bryce Young should be able to win that game. Cleveland would be interesting.
That'd be a good one.
That's a big swing game.
Yeah.
And then the new look Broncos.
Well, did you see, by the way, Deshaun Watson? He has shoulder soreness already.
Does he really?
That's what they were saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Precautionary.
Who's their back? Is it Jameis Winston the backup? Yeah. Or is it DTR?
Famous Jameis.
He might not be bad.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
I
think Gardner Minshew stole that last time. He said, knick-knack, paddywhack, give the Raiders a win.
Did he say that?
He said that in the pregame.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, the memes will be there for the Raiders at least.
No, it will be. It'll be there for the Browns. Wow, Deshaun Watson, man. What a disaster.
I mean, how do you take care of that shoulder? I mean, you can't really get it massaged out.
Okay. Right,
you just took the low-hanging fruit, did you? You just couldn't help yourself.
A low-hanging towel.
No, it's just... Oh.
There's two of them right there.
Anyway,
what do you guys think of Q saying that the Raiders are still really good without Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, just let it breathe.
Yeah, I agree with Q. Like, they're still a top-three team. I still have them as the best team, even
still
without Brandon Ayuk.
My big takeaway was that he believes that if Brock Purdy was on the market, he goes, I think we trade a first-round pick for Brock Purdy.
Do you agree with that?
I don't think a lot of fans agree with that. Brock Purdy for a first-round pick?
Now, the Raiders are in a position where they need a quarterback. Like
Before somebody clips us, as Shasky would always say, I'm not saying we should trade Brock Purdy.
No, we just
ask what Brock Purdy would be worth on
what his value is.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting question because there's a team right now that needs a quarterback, and I would be curious right now how GMs would value Brock Purdy around the league. Like, I could think of a bunch of teams that could use a Brock Purdy right now. Maybe a Brock Purdy away. The Seattle Seahawks, you don't think they could use Brock Purdy right now in that offense? With DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett?
Well, remember Dick Fan from the Softy and Dick show said that Geno Smith could do the same thing as Brock Purdy.
No, he can't.
And then Brock Purdy went out there on Thanksgiving night and showed him what was what.
He had a sick pass in that game.
To Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, he had a sick pass in that game to Brandon Ayuk.
He always has a lot of sick passes to Brandon Ayuk.
And George Kittle. And Deebo Samuel. And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
Chris Conley. All right, now it's a stretch. That's a stretch.
What did Bonnie say? That's a stretch. You're going to put up Juwan Jennings and Danny Gray out there? I don't think Danny Gray's making his football team,
as
Bonnie.
As I disrespect all these guys.
He's not going to be on the team. By the way, if you see I'm wearing this scarf, my girl Emily works over there at Bay FC. She does a little bit of everything up there. A little bit of everything at Bay FC. We got the Bay FC Barcelona scarf. Wow. Look at that. Bay FC colors on one side with the logos. You can see them. And then on the other side, that's a cool spot. That's nice stuff. That's a nice scarf right there. And Bay FC versus Barca. And you got the other. Boom. There it is. They're going to play Tuesday night down at PayPal Park in San Jose at 7 p.m. They've got some emails already giving out the tickets. Some lucky roaster is going to get some tickets. We're going to send Evan Giddings down there August 27th, 7
Steiny,
p.m.
apparently, too. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Now I'm going to pull back the tickets because Steiny's going with Evan. I'm not giving Steiny no freebies. He's been in the business too long to get a freebie for me. Are you kidding me?
That's a trek from East Oakland over there.
Steiny's just trying to get out the house.
Well, I don't blame
him. Trying to get down to San Jose.
I don't blame him for that.
Probably wants to hang out at Santana Road. You know Guru's going to want to be along for the ride.
Oh, he wants to be there. He's about the action. Steiny and I live really close
to... The soccer action.
Did you know that Steiny and I actually live very close to each other, but like we don't hang out at all?
Yay!
He invited me to his house multiple times, but every time it's just like, I got kids. Like,
Steiny, you're more like me than you think you are.
I got kids. I can't do anything. And all his kids are leaving.
Well, Bay FC having a nice, fun inaugural season in the National Women's Soccer League, of course. And look, man, they got off. We went to the home opener, their first ever game down in L.A. They won. It was a lot of fun down there. And look, they're going to get some players, man. They got some ballers. Now, it's a 16 playoff, and they got to make some moves here. They got to make a run. They're in eighth place right now in the standings. But it's going to be a lot of fun down there. A lot of fun down at PayPal Park when Barcelona comes in, one of the best soccer programs, men's or women's, in the world.
Are you kidding me? They produced the greatest soccer player of all time in Lionel Messi.
Yeah, no.
That's Barcelona.
That is pretty sick.
Not the men's side, but you got what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, they still do just as good of work on the female side.
Mm-hmm. So in the regular season right now, they're in eighth place. They need to make some moves. Not bad. Eighth place. And their record is, pull it up. They've got 18 points, so they're 5 points behind Chicago, 7 points behind North Carolina there for sixth place. So they got to make some moves. They have to make some moves. The North Carolina Courage, that is. Super Z, hell of a goal scorer. We had them on Warriors pregame set, pregame live, a couple of their soccer players. They were a lot of fun. They were huge Steph Curry fans. Huge. So Tuesday night, PayPal Park.
I'm excited. Hey, I love, dude. And listen, I kind of, people think it's a shtick and stuff like that. I just love soccer. I love the game of soccer. I think it's just an untapped potential we have in America where we could dominate this sport if we just give it the tender love and care of all the other sports we give to. But I get, it's just an oversaturation. It's kind of like all the different TV shows you have to catch up on, Bonte.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough people want to catch up on soccer. And I get that. But what do? You go watch Euros when they're on. You go watch the World Cup when it's on. Premier League before you're watching the slate on the West Coast, right?
Yep.
You're watching some Premier League action. So I'm telling you, man, like soccer's going to be the next 25, and everyone's saying, oh, you keep saying that. I was like, no. We're actually producing talent on the men's and women's side, and the ladies have been dominating for Team USA forever now. Like, that's what we do. But for the men's side, too, like, it's going to start coming and more. We're seeing it more in the Bay Area. We're seeing it all over California. We're turning into a factory, man.
Yep.
And we're coming. We're coming.
No, I've grown to love soccer.
Yeah.
Like, I thoroughly enjoyed Euros and Copa.
It's a different pace that people aren't used to in America, and I understand.
I loved it. I was talking about it with Zaza yesterday. Like, I have to get to a game in Europe. Like, I have to.
It's different.
Like, the Euros in Germany was just, they played a game at Dortmund with the wall right there, and the Clippers are trying to emulate that with their new arena, the Intuit Dome. Dortmund Stadium was sick. I mean, just everything about it was, it had me hooked.
Bucket list, I want to do one game in every, like, the major leagues over there. So whether it's the Bundesliga, which is the top German league, whether it's English Premier League, I don't care if it's like Crystal Palace FC or whoever it is. It doesn't have to be Man United. I just want to go to a game and enjoy the atmosphere. Yep. La Liga, go to Real Madrid or something like that. Again, it doesn't matter. Serie A, which is the Italian league, Ligue 1, the French league. They have the Dutch league. They have all these different leagues. You just want to go experience all that. And it's an excuse to go travel and, try some new cuisine. I want to try all the food over those places, too.
Oh, yeah.
Big foodie at the venues.
Look, it's been tough for me to eat pasta in America after being in Italy.
Oh, you're just that cultured now.
He's an Italian.
It's different. I always tell people this, too, because I try not to be that guy. Like, when you go from Italy pizza to, like, New York pizza, this is different. Like, they're two different types of things. So you grade it on the New York level, then you grade it on an Italian level. Mm-hmm. Like, there's two different things. And you can like both. It's okay. Yep. But Bougie Bonte over here, he's had the tortellini over in the coast of the Amalfi Coast.
They call me Burlingame Bonte nowadays.
Oh, really?
Bougie / Burlingame Bonte.
I always did feel some
North
type
Beach,
of way
Bonte, basically.
Traveling up Christmas Day because my nanny, my dad's mom, lived in Burlingame. So we travel every Christmas. We drive up here to Burlingame. She lived in a very nice area. God, very damn, nice.
Man, it's next level up there. It's next level. No, the European
Everyone
trip was
had
great.
The Christmas trees in the windows over in Burlingame.
Emily, by the way, VP of brand marketing with Bay FC.
Thank you, Emily.
Her yeah,
very,
Emily takes
very
care of
nice
us. Whenever you go down to the Bay FC game, Emily's running around taking care of everybody. I knew her from MVC Sports Bay Area. We were in Boston at the conference headquarters. She had us dipped. She had us dripped with Chuck Taylor's. She had everything. Hey, we need to get to the stadium this time. She's so organized, man. See, it was a big loss for NBC Sports. Big loss for NBC Sports. So Emily's doing her damn thing at Bay FC, of course, VP of brand marketing. She just hooked us up with all scarves. And, of course, we already given out the tickets, PayPal Park. Tuesday, Bay FC versus Barcelona, be a nice little friendly.
You know how they pronounce it over in they don't say Barcelona, they say Barthelona. There's like a lisp in the
Barthelona.
There's Spain Barthelona. Spanish, and they got the lisp, and then there's
Barthelona.
There's like South American
Spanish. My neighbors, Jose Maria. My neighbor, Jose Maria, they're from Spain. And actually, I think they're out there right now. They love baby chess. The way we met our neighbors is, Anna was screaming because her water broke and it was time for baby chess to come out the oven. And I was getting the car running around and Jose ran out. I was like, you need help, anything? So then we knocked on their door when baby chess was like, hey, thank you so much. And we've been great neighbors ever since. We go over there. Baby chess loves him, but he's a big time Real Madrid fan. Huge, huge Real Madrid fan. And so, you know, he's always telling me about the stadiums out there in Spain, and we talk
soccer.
Is
that your team now, by the way? Now that our guy Mbappe is now in Real Madrid. You were a PSG guy for a second because you traveled over
I was a Tottenham guy. Well, I first started off as a fan of Man United way back in the day.
Well, you're Tottenham's old manager, Mauricio Pochettino, is now the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, I know, but I fell off of Tottenham because they always choke.
They do.
PSG for a little bit. They dominated League One. League One's not competitive at all. Not very good. I don't know if I could jump on Real Madrid's bandwagon. I fought on the level of Liverpool a little bit.
No more Jurgen Klopp either.
I know.
I like Jurgen.
I know. But Liverpool got off to a great start.
What's their saying? You will never walk alone.
You will never walk alone. That song is sick. It gives you chills.
Yep.
Gives you chills. I don't know. I'm a free agent right now.
You're a free agent. You're gonna take some stock into this season. You'll get back to me come May or June.
Real Madrid. I just don't want to jump on the bag on like Real Madrid. Everybody's Real Madrid or Barcelona.
You know what? You need to go to AC Milan. They're going to contend for Serie A. You got Christian Pulisic, the American. You can go Juventus.
I don't want to be. I was out there in Italy. They were getting ready for the season out there. I don't know if Juventus. They're a little dirty.
And what?
You know, dude, I mean, listen. I've read about the Italian Soccer League. They've had to like kick fans out. Not have fans in the games. They get rowdy out there.
Yeah,
remember Mike Piazza owned a low-level team, and he went crazy out there. Remember that?
They're very passionate, Bonte.
Did you see the Mike Piazza video when he went crazy about
old? Yeah. The Italians are very passionate about their sports, something I could appreciate.
My introduction to Italy was a guy in a big rig on a freeway getting out of his truck in the middle of the freeway, walked up on the car because there was traffic, and he banged on her window and like flipped them off and I was like, whoa.
It's next level right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was next level.
It's next level.
Next level.
F around and find out, all right?
Yeah, I mean, man. So,
I mean, we had a guy that worked for Ferrari, right? And he hated the clutch or whatever it was so much that he disbanded it and became Lamborghini. Like that, they do it out of spite. They create fashion. They create cars out of spite in Italy.
Damn.
And professional sports teams.
Yeah. I mean, they had the middle fingers. Another car rolled by us and was flipping the valve. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? This is how it is, and then everything settled down.
Yeah,
so I'm a free agent. I may roll with Real. They got some ballers, though.
Of course they do. The Real Madrid, they're like the best team. They always win. They have Carlo Ancelotti, who's the best manager in all the game. Like,
I don't know if I could do that. I may just stick with Liverpool. I don't know. Who's your team?
I like AC Milan right now.
To roll with you?
My way of rooting for all the other leagues is the Americans. So the Americans usually, now that we actually are kind of decent now around the world, you can find an American on every single league pretty much. English Premier League, Bundesliga, what have you.
Mm.
I need a Pulisic. And also the stripes, the vertical stripes of the red and black of Christian Pulisic and AC Milan. Mm-hmm. So sick.
Mm-hmm.
650 says I'm stupid for saying that USA is going to be good at some point.
Whatever.
That's all right.
I probably am,
but I'm delusional. That's okay.
There's not a day that goes by where somebody doesn't call me stupid or an idiot. It doesn't matter. By the way, again, I'll never forget.
Like a cobra!
France and Portugal, when my guy said, this place is crackling.
You love that.
I sent it to you. Yeah, no, remember that? You were cracking up. All right. Ayuk, Purdy, Trent Williams, Niners football today against the Raiders. Look, we're exhausted for Brendan. Like, the Giants against the Mariners, are they going to score three runs all series? A lot of questions this weekend.
The most interesting part of that interview with Dave was we talked about the Mariners firing their coach. No one cares. No. Scott Service. And then Dave's like,
How about that, though?
They don't need his services anymore.
Yeah, that's a three. That's a three. I mean, the fact that they fired him in the way that they did.
Yeah, that's pretty whack. That's pretty whack.
I mean, come on.
But I feel like that happens so much now where you find out via the news or a text or an alert that you were let go. Like, why are we as a society telling the Adam Schefters and the Jeff Passons of the world our news before the people?
You have to let the coach know before you tell Schefters.
But why do they do that? But every single time I see these stories, why?
It's out of respect, too. Like, you can't look your manager in the eye and just say, hey, man, things are not working out. We're going to fire you a week before September.
Like, I'm pretty sure Farhan called Gabe last year. And it's like, you know, hey, Gabe, just so you know, you're going to be fired. And then that's when the news broke. So, I mean, it's you have to tell the coach beforehand.
He found out on his phone.
Breaking news. You couldn't just call the guy into your office. It's just that's all time bad.
It's not a good
all time bad. Brett and I, you could think by the time. So we're going to be out, Spadoni. You and I and Lubman, we're going to be out for quite some time.
I'll be back Monday through Wednesday. Then I'll be out. So Shasky, so we might have it. We might get the breaking news.
I think you will get the breaking news with Brandon Ayuk. Something's got to give, right?
Great movie.
Something's got to give.
I think Brandon Ayuk will remain a 49er, if I'm my best educated guess, and he will get the number he wants. The Niners won't be as happy about it, though. But they're going to start feeling and seeing the writing on the wall with this Pearsall injury that they need. They can't F around.
What about the fans? Are they going to be happy about it?
Oof. Well, they better be if they get Brandon Ayuk back. What are you going to complain about?
They'll find something.
Well, you can't complain about Fast Five. I know that.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, Spadoni, kick it off.
My final thought is, as I've said all along, the 49ers don't want to move off of Ayuk, but you will be okay in the grand scheme of things if you do end up trading him.
I really don't feel good about it because two Raider fans agree with each other. And trust me, my guy, Big Dog City, my brother, is a Raider fan. And whenever he says something about the Niners, the opposite always happens.
Oh, man.
And I put you in that same class with Big Dog City and Q. I do want to get down to Vegas with Q and Big Dog.
Oh,
you and I, come on, you got to make that happen. Yes. Hey, Jade, Spadoni's coming with me to Vegas, okay? He's coming with me, Jade.
She won't be mad.
Huh?
She won't be mad.
You sure about that?
She wasn't mad at me at the bachelor party last week, so that's okay.
well, I'm kind of curious now what story you're making a week.
Hey, you make it a week without this significant other being mad at you. You did something right. Oh, man. My final thought. Boy, this Ayuk situation has dragged on longer than I thought. But my thought is Ricky Pearsall. We liked him. We interviewed him. Great kid. Seems like a kid wants to embrace himself in the community. Is Ricky Pearsall even going to play this season? Maybe that's an overreaction.
Well, man, what's the production you're going to get from him? That's the thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to do three wide set with Debo, Pearsall, and Ayuk, and I don't know if I'm going to get it.
No, you might not. And again, that's another first-round pick for the Niners that they drafted. It's injured. It's not good.
Not good. Not good at all.
Keep an eye on Keon Coleman this year, because if he starts to do work, man, that Ricky Pearsall pick's going to not age well. My final thought.
3-4 to stay Seminole.
Well, I'm looking at other guys.
Anytime I start looking at a Florida State Seminole, it's never a good thing. But guys, the Battle of the Midway up in the North Pacific Northwest. These are probably the two most like mediocre teams in baseball. Easily the two most mediocre teams in baseball. They're both 500. They both couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. They both got really good pitching, though. I mean, if I set the over-under for total runs this weekend at like 8.5 between both teams over three games.
Wow.
Like, it's going to be incredibly low-scoring baseball this weekend. I expect the Mariners to roll, though, because the American League is better than the National League, so I would take a mediocre American League team over the mediocre National League team.
You know what? I'm actually surprised Lubman's not taking a quick flight to Seattle to go check out the Mariners and Giants at T-Mobile Park.
I had a friend who was kind of getting on me to go up to there with him, but I wasn't able to make it work.
You know what's great about that area, too, Seattle? It's a great city. I haven't explored a city like I want to yet, but Ann and I flew in. We walked through the airport terminal. You get on the train, little subway system they have, or the train that's really cool. You see all the Seattle, and it takes you straight to the stadium, like a 30-minute ride from the airport.
Oh, the area around, yeah, that stadium. And
then you take the train in.
That's T-Mobile really convenient. Park. It's a great setup there. Lots of great, great bars setup. There.
Great setup. Back to back. It's amazing.
Seattle's got an elite downtown.
I'm excited. I'm actually intrigued now.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Next time the Raiders go up there, I might do it.
You should.
Mike's Fish Market's really awesome. A lot of cool, awesome bars there. The Gum Tunnel, that's kind of gross but fun to see. Like, Seattle's a great town.
The Gum Tunnel. Oh, that does sound gross.
It's so gross, but it's also art.
Wait, is that like the one in, like, it's slow, with, like, the whole wall is, like, chewing gum and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Unbelievable.
I'm out on that.
All right, man. Fun show, fun week. Ball. Shout out to Baldy. Shout out to Kittle. A lot of great guests this week. Shaska will be back on Monday. I love the night.
Maybe
be
I'm
out.
Too worried.
It'll be Joe and Joe Monday, Tuesday, JoJo. Wednesday. JoJo. That's all. Hey, that's it. That's it. New York City, here I come. Steiny and Evan back. I heard Dave here from Guru yesterday. Let's talk about the McNair doc on Netflix. Unbelievable. If you haven't checked that out. All right. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At a home run to go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.